With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We can't help everyone, but everyone can indeed help someone. That's what President Ronald Reagan once said. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship, and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information that you won't want to miss. It's a live show. This week, it's all about customer service. And this week, we've got an all-star lineup. We've got guests Pete Sikorsky, Cassandra Willis, Sari Klein, and David Jacobson. And at the end of the program, I'll be sharing tips on implementing an employee bonus program. It's a live show. You can call us at 312-642-5600. Once again, that phone number for your questions is 312-642-5600. And Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. Make sure you reach out to them. They are your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. Check them out online. They've got so many valuable resources. TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510. And now we have our returning guest. We've got Pete Sikorsky, the COO at Get Fresh Produce. Welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Thanks, Shalom. Thanks for having me.
So, Pete, this show, we're talking all about customer service. We've had many a conversation about innovation in the past, but customer service, how do you define that term that's thrown around so frequently?
For us, customer service is taking care of whatever the customer needs, making sure that you're relevant to the customer and satisfying their needs.
So we'll talk a little bit more about who Get Fresh Produce works with, but I guess let me dig in a little bit deeper. Who are your customers? Who do you consider to be the customers of Get Fresh Produce?
So our customers really are two levels of customers. Our immediate customers, the restaurants that we service. So we distribute fresh fruit and vegetables to restaurants and some retail stores throughout the Chicago area. But our customers are also the end consumer, the person that's consuming the fruits and vegetables as well. And ultimately, we like to say that we enhance the experience that the consumer has while in the customer's location, the restaurant, by providing good food.
So just over the past few minutes, you just heard from two people that said that they've seen your trucks all over the place. Tell us a little bit about that, why that's sort of a big deal for you.
It's a big deal because, you know, you and I have talked about that before. A lot of times our trucks, we have 125 of them on the road every day between Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin. So we have a lot. But often people don't see us because they're white trucks, and even though we're core to the fabric of Chicago and food service and our guys are out there everywhere, you typically just don't notice the white truck on the road with the refrigeration unit delivering the food. But recently we've begun wrapping more of our trucks, putting a green wrap, putting a papaya and a splash of water or a star fruit or something really interesting like Romanesco, which is a cross between cauliflower and broccoli. And obviously it's sticking because more people are saying they're noticing our trucks.
So you are branding Romanesco. No, I'm just kidding. You're branding Get Fresh Produce. I just mentioned to you a few minutes ago that in many ways this reminds me of Frontier Airlines. I've seen the bear and the moose and all the different animals on Frontier airplanes. And I think it's great. So many of your, as you said, the end consumer, the folks that are actually enjoying your produce, they don't really know much about Get Fresh Produce, but now people are seeing how many trucks do you have on the road?
125.
125. That's fantastic. So customer service, you mentioned, is obviously the restaurants that you work with. Who are those restaurants?
So the restaurants are restaurants like Chipotle, Portillo's, large chain restaurants, such as those under the Let Us Entertain You umbrella, like Wildfire, as well as individual mom-and-pop restaurants that are in any downtown that you would go to throughout the Chicago suburbs.
Interesting. So all Midwest, all Illinois?
Primarily all Midwest, so Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Mostly the customers that we go to in Milwaukee are customers, though, that have a location possibly in Chicago, possibly also in Indianapolis. So it's really a regional distribution.
And it's all based out of your operation. Where is that operation located?
We're in Bartlett, Illinois, which is western suburbs.
So those trucks must be busy every day, huh?
They are, yep. So they're going anywhere from Madison, Wisconsin, to Green Bay, over to Davenport, Iowa, down to central Illinois, over to Indianapolis, Fort Wayne. That's our area.
So to provide good customer service, you really have to have a really good team in place. And a lot of it is probably providing excellent service to them as well. Tell us how you believe the best way, or how you've retained employees, how you attract employees. Tell us about a little bit about that experience.
Well, we've done a lot of things over the years trying to make GetFresh a good place for employees to work. From my standpoint as leader of the company, the biggest thing is that I know everyone that works for us. We have about 375 people working for us, and it's a challenge to make sure that I know everybody, but I know a little bit about them, and I'm never too busy to take some time and speak with them about what's going on. And so that personal touch is a big part of the family feel, because at the end of the day, GetFresh Produce is a family-owned, privately held company. And so maintaining that family atmosphere across 375 people is a challenge. But if you encourage open communication, that's one of the biggest things you can do.
Well, Pete, as you know, jobs is a big deal. So are you hiring at this time?
We are hiring, yes. We've never stopped hiring in the 4 years that I've been at the company, looking for commercial vehicle drivers. That's always a big thing for us. We're also looking for folks in our warehouse both days and nights. We're a 24/7 operation.
So, Pete, this is sort of getting, I guess, perhaps a little bit political over here. But, you know, the unemployment, they say it's the rate has dropped a little bit. But still, we're in the 6-7%, depending how you look at it. 6 or 7% of people are looking for jobs. You have jobs to offer, you and many other companies that are out there. Why aren't people going to those jobs? Why aren't people considering it?
One of the first things that I'm always concerned about is, am I reaching those people that are looking for those jobs? So are our efforts relevant to the people that are looking? But if you're somebody that's looking for a job, especially if you're looking to make your individual achievements stand out, we have programs, for example, our people that are our order selectors. They are the people that actually choose the fruits and vegetables that make it onto a particular customer's order. Those individuals can actually get paid more. The more accurate they are, the faster they work. And so if you're interested in that individual achievement kind of driving your pay rate, we've got those types of programs too. So, you know, I think for us, it's just continuing to work with partners, primarily in the communities that surround us, to make sure people know we're there. And, you know, a little bit, you know, we just talked about people noticing the trucks. Hopefully that begets people looking us up on our website. Hopefully that then says, listening to us on shows like this, and leads to them asking us about jobs. And if they're interested in working, we're interested in talking to them.
That's great. I believe a lot of it is raising awareness and getting out and about in the community. And you're certainly doing a really good job at that. And I believe you're sort of in expansion mode. So I'm sure there will be many more opportunities coming up as well. So commercial drivers for your trucks. What are some of the other professionals that are working at Get Fresh Produce?
Well, we're looking to expand our support team right now as well. So the people that are not customer facing are my accounting team, for example. My accounting team's in expansion mode, looking for a couple of people there. Our customer service team is always growing. And the thing that I would really love to do, even our own customers don't always know enough about us. We carry 3,700 active food service items. It's fruits and vegetables, but it's also plenty of other things like napkins, cups.
Pete, let me test you for a second. How many different types of tomatoes are there?
There are about 10 types of tomatoes that we pack out about 150 different ways.
So I can't stump Pete Sikorsky. He knows all of his produce. This is amazing. Fantastic. A lot of fun. That's great. And at the end of the program, where I'm going to be talking a little bit about employee incentive programs. I loved what you just mentioned, creating bonus and incentive programs for accuracy. I'm sure for longevity of employees and things like that. That's fantastic. So, Pete, lots of great information. There are jobs that are available. If people are interested in learning more about Get Fresh Produce, maybe they've seen your truck somewhere, or they're interested in those job opportunities, how can people get a hold of you?
Best way to do it is see our website, www.getfreshproduce.com. You can also email us, info@getfreshproduce.com. And those are the two best ways to get in touch with us or come out and see our facility in Bartlett, Illinois.
That's great. And again, you will be enjoying Get Fresh Produce products at so many interesting restaurants all over the Chicagoland area. Many of us don't know what Get Fresh Produce does, but certainly this is fascinating. And the the 10 different types of tomatoes that many of our listeners might be enjoying at a Chipotle. You know, this weekend, it's likely coming from one of you, from your operation in Bartlett, Illinois. So thanks, Pete Sikorski of Get Fresh Produce. Always enjoy having you on. We'll continue that conversation about service, about innovation. Check them out at GetFreshProduce.com. They are hiring, so please spread the word. After the break, I'm going to be talking about communication with Cassandra Willis. We've got a great program lined up for you. We're also talking with Sari Klein about jobs. And David Jacobson continuing that conversation about great customer service like he provides at Chicago Jewish Funerals. We'll talk about that in just a few moments. Remember, you could always get on my website, shalomklein.com, and that's where you can find out who's going to be on the show next week. In fact, we've got a great lineup of those guests. But check it out on my website. I'm not going to provide the teaser for you right now. Got to get on the website. That's also where you can download podcasts and register for a ton of networking events, like the event April 13th in Deerfield. Check it out, shalomklein.com. Until then, don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic on the inbound and outbound Edens. You're clear 19 minutes apiece between Lake Cook and the Junction. Kennedy inbound clearing up a little bit. You're still slow between the extension and Canfield, and then again between Armitage and Jackson. That's due to an earlier accident. O'Hare to downtown, 24 minutes in from the Junction is 13. On the outbound side, Irving Park to the Junction, you're going to be slow. Once you get to the Junction, you're going to be slow and right down all the way out to Sayre. Downtown to the Junction is 11 minutes. Out to the airport is 27. Express lanes running outbound at 8 minutes. On the inbound side of the Eisenhower, you're still a little bit slow coming into downtown. Racine to the Burn Circle is going to be your delay. Thorndale to the post office is 30 minutes. In from Mannheim is 17. It's currently 38 degrees under cloudy, windy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 37 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Aaron Schock offered his Fare Thee Well address to Congress.
Did you bring tissue?
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
My heart aches for him.
Look, I don't want to pile on. Well, I do want to pile on a little bit.
Pile on.
Aaron Schock has grown up a little bit in the last month. That's progress if it's genuine. But he has a lot of growing up to do, and he's probably going to have more soul searching to do because I think a federal prosecution is in his near future.
Start your day with Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CD Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at CD Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6924. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 96% of women would recommend it to a friend. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-6924. 800-961-6924. That's 800-961-6924.
You are back on the show that is all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. You're listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and ever since I heard that our next guest would be joining me, I've been excited to talk about communications, about public speaking, because that's everything that Cassandra Willis of Dartus Communications is all about. Cassandra, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I feel lucky to be here. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about Dartus Communications.
We teach people how to speak as well as they think.
Wow.
Speak as well as they think. Don't we all want to do that?
We all want to do that. I love that line. I'm going to have to use that. Speak as well as they think. That's great. So you talk a lot about communications, about public speaking. Who is a public speaker?
Anybody is a public speaker. What I tell the people who take my classes is every time you open your mouth up at work, you're sending out an image. People are judging you just based on the words that you say. Every time we communicate, every time we talk to anybody, we're public speaking.
So there's five of us in the studio right now. I am willing to bet that every single one of us spend a lot of time of our weekday in meetings. So tell our listeners a little bit of advice how people can improve their meeting style and how people can present better.
Well, let's separate the two because meetings are already a challenge. People waste a lot of time in meetings because they're not well focused. You got to start with a purpose. You got to make sure everybody who's in the room has a purpose for being there, and they're always too long. Who says we have to have a meeting for 60 minutes? That's crazy. What a waste of time. Why don't we do it for 30 minutes and see if we can get more done in that amount of time? So part of it's your mindset about meetings. And then when it comes to public speaking, I could go on and on about that. Tell me particularly what you want.
So everybody has defaults on their calendar. I'm curious to hear the default on your calendar. When you set a meeting, how long are you setting your meeting for?
20 minutes.
20-minute meetings. Uh-huh. Interesting. How about when you do a phone call, a conference call?
About 30 minutes, but I'm usually always done before 30 minutes.
Wait, so your calls are longer than your meetings?
They can be because you can't see each other. So you miss that nonverbal communication, so it takes a little longer to get your message across. That can happen.
That's fascinating. Do you prefer a phone meeting over an in-person meeting?
No, I love to be in person. Everyone likes to be in person. We want to talk to humans. We love human faces. We loved it since we were babies. We like to talk to people in person. We're missing that in today's workplace.
That's fascinating. What about Skype? Have you embraced video conferencing?
Oh, I've done Skype several times. It's great because you can see the other person, but you don't really get all of the nonverbals. You're not really in the same room, so you can't see them 3D. You miss some elements. But of course, that's the way the world is, so we can make that work too. We actually teach a class on virtual presentation skills and how to make it count over the phone.
Fascinating, fascinating. Mm-hmm. So once again, we're talking with Cassandra Willis of Dartus Communications. Cassandra, you've got an interesting background. Tell us a little bit about how you ended up at Dartus and your professional experience.
It's been a crazy road. I started in radio, so it's fun to be here with you, Shalom. And then I worked in television. I was actually a reporter for an ABC affiliate in Cedar Rapids, Iowa for 8 years. And then also in between, I worked for marketing companies and advertising agencies. My most recent job before I took the job with Dartus Communications is I was the very first communications director for the city of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And I took that crazy job 5 days after the worst natural disaster in the city's history. So I like a challenge, in case you haven't figured that out.
I could tell. And you were nominated for a regional Emmy Award.
Twice.
That is twice. Oh my God, I'm intimidated over here. That's amazing. And now here you are teaching other people and helping people improve their skills, which is fascinating. So you mentioned that you have classes that are available. Tell us a little bit about some of the offerings that are available for professionals like you and I.
The four main topics that we cover are presentation skills, consultative selling skills, business writing, and professional image, which is also known as executive presence. We do customized programming as well based on those four topics, but I also do virtual presentation skills and a lot of personal one-on-one coaching. Everything to do with business communications.
After how many emails back and forth will you pick up the phone and you call somebody?
Two
emails.
And I also think you should have a rule that you never forward past two either. If it gets forwarded twice, that means somebody needs to meet or pick up the phone. I hate those long, long email chains, don't you?
Oh, I absolutely do. They just go back and forth, and those forwards, it starts with one person, and then 25 people later, it's back to that original person. Never, never a good idea. What about length of emails? How long are most of your emails written?
We actually have a roadmap for that, and I'm going to share it with you right now. This is how to focus an email. It starts with, number one, tell the person about the topic. Give them some context. Start in that very first line. The purpose of this email is, or this is what I want to share with you. Then you have to have the discipline in the second part to come up with 3 to 5 headlines about the content or whatever it is that that person's asking for. And that should be in a bulleted form because our eyes are drawn to white space. Advertisers have proved it over and over again. And the last couple sentences should be next steps or recommendations. So 3 steps. That's it for the very best email. Tell me the context, tell me the top 3 to 5 headlines, and tell me the next steps or recommendation. If you can do that, it's one window.
Are you a believer in making sort of small talk in an email, you know, personal, casual conversation?
A little bit. I mean, you have to show your personality and you have to make sure the person reads it in the right tone because email tone makes a big difference. But I don't waste a lot of time on it because time is money in the business world.
I agree. You need to be brief, and that's what keeps people's attention. What about most of our listeners are small business networkers? I use that term a lot, but small business networkers, they're out there and they're, as I said, meeting a lot of people. Perhaps they're marketing and they're selling all the time. Any advice that you can provide, sort of sell without selling?
I'm going to actually suggest a book first. Daniel Pink wrote a great book called To Sell is Human, and I read it last year. And what he found in his research is we're really all born to sell. We're all trying to persuade someone or convince someone. He calls it move someone. It's not always to get their money. Sometimes it's just to get them to think the way we do or to consider our ideas. We're always trying to persuade, and especially in networking. We teach classes on this, but part of it is building rapport, learning the right questions to ask and the wrong questions to ask in a conversation, and of course, always putting the other person first. And then we also have a roadmap for elevator speeches, telling your own story. It's not supposed to be a monologue. It's supposed to be a dialogue.
Absolutely. We are always selling, and our next guest, Sari Klein, we're going to talk a little bit about the job search. And I believe that the advice that you're offering is applicable not only to business professionals, but to job seekers as well. Job seekers are selling, but how much of a conversation can be about you and how much of a conversation should be about the other person?
I've read several books about this. I've heard the 70-30 rule. 70% of the conversation should be about the other person and only 30% about you, and you should be asked about it first before you respond. We love to talk about ourselves. So if you can learn a lot about that other person first, you get inside their mind. You know where they're coming from, and then you can use that information to your advantage in the percentage where you actually respond.
Fascinating. And I'm trying to take advantage of every minute I have over here with Cassandra Willis of Dartis Communications. So such great advice for small business owners, for job seekers. Everybody needs to hear this. And of course, in a moment or two, we'll have you share your contact information so people can continue that discussion. What about subject lines in an email? I believe that's probably the most valuable real estate. How do you draft a subject line?
I'm so glad you asked. I had a boss one time who said that we could only use 3 subject line starters in the emails we sent to him. Only 3. And here they are. FYI, input needed, action required. FYI, input needed, action required. We could use that in the beginning of the subject line and then colon whatever the topic of the email was. You figured out what he was doing, right?
Sure.
He sorted his email according to action required first, and that's what he responded to first. Input needed, he got to when he had time. And FYI, maybe he'd read it tomorrow. Pretty smart.
Pretty smart, and not everybody will cooperate with that. Some people write the 2-line subject lines, the entire message in the subject line with nothing in the body of the email. That sort of loses your attention pretty quickly. It's almost blaring out, I'm more important than everybody else, and I don't like that sort of thing. What you mentioned before about setting the stage and setting the agenda for a meeting. How much time do you spend before each meeting preparing for the meeting? You mentioned most of your meetings are 20 minutes. How long do you spend getting ready?
I spend actually quite a bit of time because I want to make sure that I make the most of the time for the people that are in the room. When you think about it, our most valuable asset is our time. It means so much more to us than our money. So if those people are going to sit in there and listen to me, I better make it worth their while for actually being there. So I spent probably a couple days, if not a week in advance, making sure that I understand what the topic is, making sure we can have an actual effective meeting. I have some rules, like agenda for every single meeting has to be out a week in advance.
Mm.
My recommendation to some people is print out your calendar for tomorrow, the day before, take it home with you. Before you go to bed that night, look through every single meeting and write down at least 1, 2, maybe 3 things that you want to share during that meeting, which will make the discussion so much better.
Oh my goodness, great advice for small business owners, job seekers, entrepreneurs. Everybody should be talking with Cassandra Willis of Dardis Communications. Cassandra, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more and learn about the various programs that Dardis offers?
The simplest way is to go to DardisCommunications.com, and Dardis is my boss's last name. D as in dog, D-A-R-D-I-S, Communications.com. I actually have a public program coming up in May, and we would love to have you there.
Fantastic. DardisCommunications.com. Cassandra, we'll have you back on real soon. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. Call them at 708-771-7777.
The 2016 campaign has begun.
I am announcing that I'm running for president of the United States.
And as the Republican candidates line up to announce their intentions,
I'm my own man, and my views are shaped by my own thinking and my own experiences.
Keep listening to AM 560 for the latest news and insight from the campaign trail.
But when the intelligence director lies to Congress, how are we to trust them?
We show that we can fight and win for the hardworking taxpayer.
Only on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Tuesday is the deadline for a framework for an Iranian nuclear deal. Opponents are speaking out.
Pressure is building on the Obama administration and its P5 plus one negotiating partners from several sources. From Israel, where Prime Minister Netanyahu said the deal appears to, quote, corroborate all our concerns and then some. Pressure is also mounting from domestic critics here in the U.S. who see Iran's involvement in a series of Middle East conflicts as a red flag.
Fox's Doug McElway. Michigan State continues to upset in the NCAA basketball tournament.
5 seconds to go. Blackshear off the rim, put back, no good. Michigan State is headed to the Final Four.
Vern Lundquist on CBS Sports. In overtime, it was Michigan State 76-70, and Duke beat Gonzaga 66-52, so it'll be Kentucky versus Wisconsin and Michigan State versus Duke in the Final Four. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic in Bridgeview right now. Chicago Fire is taking on the Philadelphia Union, so expect some heavy traffic on Harlem before and after the match. Pace operates shuttle buses between the stadium and the Midway Orange Line stop. Turning to your expressways, the extension has your biggest delay right now on the eastbound side between the airport and Mannheim. You're going to be stop and go. Westbound is completely clear, though. On the inbound side of the Kennedy between the extension and Canfield, you're going to be a little bit slow, and the outbound side is slow. Nagel to Harlem, 21 minutes either way between the airport and downtown. All your other expressways and tollways are looking clear, and CTA and Metro are running delay-free. It's currently 44 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 37 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who suffers from back pain, there's new hope for relief without the use of over-the-counter pain pills. Australian Dream, makers of the popular arthritis cream, now offers a back pain cream. It's real medicine that goes on fast and provides effective relief for simple backache. Australian Dream back pain cream has no odor, doesn't burn, and isn't greasy. And it's backed by the empty jar guarantee. Love it or send back the empty jar for a full refund. Find Australian Dream back pain cream now at Walgreens.
Set sail with Newt Gingrich. Get aboard the elegant Crystal Symphony for a spectacular seven-day cruise from New York to Montreal. At the same time, enjoy stimulating seminars on politics and investment. Our guests include Newt Gingrich, Mark Skousen, John Ransom, and Chris Versace. And everything's included. We set sail September 13th through the 20th. Join us for the Politics and Your Portfolio cruise. Log on to politicsandyourportfolio.com for all the details. Politicsandyourportfolio.com. Everybody's working
for the weekend. You are listening to Get Down to Business. I'm your host, Shalom Klein, and our next guest is Sari Klein. No relation, Sari. I don't believe so anyway. But Sari, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you.
So, Sari,
no, we're not related.
No, we're not related. Not as far as I know, anyway. But Sari is a principal of Acrobat Recruiting. Sari is a fantastic resource. I've been working 27 years in the recruiting arena.
Thanks, Shalom.
So, Sari, tell us why working with a headhunter is a good idea for a job seeker.
You know, so many times I'll get a candidate who calls in to say, I don't want to work with a recruiter, and I identify myself as a recruiter, and I say, well, why not? And they say, well, we'd really rather get a position on our own. And I think it's the craziest reason, because as a recruiter, I can really help the candidate. I can represent you. I can suggest to the client that you are a good candidate. And most importantly, I give you advice. So often I'll say to a candidate, this is what my client is like. You need to be more conservative. You need to dress differently. You need to talk differently. And so I really think that I add so much value to the candidate's interview process that I always am shocked that people don't want to use a headhunter.
Well, I guess when somebody decides to buy a house, and actually my wife and I bought our house a year ago, you know, I'm assuming we probably would have been able to find a house that eventually, but maybe it wouldn't have been as smooth of a process without the realtor. And
exactly.
And I think that you hold the job seeker's hand and you hold the employer's hand, and you're the link between the two, which is really, really important. So you're with Acrobat Recruiting. Tell us a little bit about the companies that you work with in helping to fill positions.
I've been a recruiter for, I hate to tell you, you said 27, it's even 30 years, and I'm not 105. but I have been working with a variety of different companies since I started. Some are not-for-profit, some are for-profit, some are Fortune 500 companies, and some are companies of one or two people. What I love is finding the right candidate for the company, so it doesn't really matter the size.
And what sort of positions?
Anywhere from... I guess I would say that really I'm not an executive recruiter. So there are search firms that do CEOs and CFOs. I can do that for small companies. But typically I'm looking for senior-level people, marketing directors, sales directors, all the way down to accounting, finance people, anywhere from receptionists through mid-level and senior-level candidates.
That's great. And sitting here in studio, we've got a nice crowd of people, and I've met every single one of these people through networking. Do you recommend networking for the job seekers that you're working with?
Now, you know that how I'm going to answer that.
I do. I do.
I work with job seekers all the time. And in fact, one of the things I love to do is really help job seekers understand where they can find hidden opportunities. And often those hidden opportunities are just in people that they know that they haven't really bothered to network with. And so networking is huge. I say to candidates, get out there and talk to people that you know that would be helpful to you that you haven't even talked to. Could be your dentist, your lawyer. Chat it up at a dinner party. Talk to people at Starbucks. getting out there and networking and letting people know that you're looking for an opportunity is huge. And I often hear people say, I don't know anybody. And I sit down with them, and we help them develop a whole network of people that they didn't even know that they knew, but they do.
That's fantastic. Networking is extremely important. I actually, just before the show, I had a call with a young job seeker in her mid-20s. And actually, our next guest has a daughter who's in her, she's having a birthday. We'll talk about that in a moment. But I was talking with a job seeker who says she has absolutely no clue how she's going to find her first job, her first position. And I reminded her to, sort of to Cassandra's advice, to prepare, do a lot of research in advance, find your dream list of companies, and then network your way in. And here in the Chicagoland area, people are very willing to help. People are very willing to connect the dots. And I absolutely agree. Those Starbucks meetings are perhaps some of the most important meetings that a young job seeker can have. So, Sari, we're slowly running out of time, but I know you are a dedicated foodie, gardener, reader, and a traveler. Tell us where your favorite place to vacation in is.
We actually just came back from a wonderful trip to Myanmar, which is Burma.
Wow.
And it was just so exciting to be in a third world country and meet people that have the same aspirations that we do. It was fabulous.
Are there any Starbucks out in out there in that third world country?
No, there were actually no Starbucks.
No networking. Sari.
Long skirts, and I bought one, too.
Okay. Well, I'm sort of disappointed that you weren't networking on your vacation, but we'll talk about that offline. Once again, thanks, Sari Klein of Acrobat Recruiting, for joining us on Get Down to Business. Great advice about networking and the use of a headhunter in your job search. Sari, how can people contact you if they are looking for a job or looking to hire?
They can contact me by calling 312-504-7532 or Sari, and that's Sari, at acrobatrecruiting.com.
Fantastic. Sari Klein, we'll have you back on the show real soon to continue the conversation about jobs. After the break, we're going to be talking with David Jacobson of Chicago Jewish Funerals. We're going to be talking about service, customer service, and perhaps a few other fun topics on the way as well. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. Once again, that phone number, 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. You're listening to the show. It's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. You are listening to Get Down to Business.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Tom Bowman, taking a look at traffic. Not much going on out there anymore. On 8094, we have an accident blocking the two right lanes near Indianapolis Boulevard. However, that's not causing any kind of a backup at this point. Then on the O'Hare Extension eastbound between the airport and Mannheim, more stop-and-go traffic. Then on the inbound side of the Kennedy between the Extension and Canfield, you're also going to be a little bit slow. 21 minutes between the airport and downtown. All of your other expressways and tollways are running delay-free. CTA and Metra are also running delay-free. In Bridgeview, watch out for a little bit of heavy traffic once the soccer match between the Fire and the Philadelphia Union lets out. Pace is operating shuttle buses between the stadium and the Midway Orange Line stop. It is currently 44 degrees under mostly cloudy skies in Chicago, going down to a low of 37 degrees tonight. Get your next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
C.D. Peacock Jewelers is a luxury jewelry specialist known for its beautiful and timeless creations from custom designers, watchmakers, and master jewelers. As the corporate sales manager at C.D. Peacock, I strive to provide a high level of service to our corporate partners. This is the same reason we chose Tandem HR as our full-time HR partner. The comprehensive, custom HR solutions free us to concentrate on you.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Book your consultation at TandemHR.com.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren.
Let's talk about you for a minute. If you're missing the relationship you always thought you'd have, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. If you're wondering what a deeply compatible relationship would feel like, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. You know us. We've been helping create some of the world's happiest couples for the last 13 years. Our commercials are filled with real people talking about how their lives changed forever, for the better, thanks to eHarmony.com. We have over 565,000 marriages to date, and I think it's fair to say that when you're ready for a meaningful relationship, eHarmony.com is the gold standard. So once more, it's time to visit eHarmony.com. Stop waiting. Start communicating for free today.
It's another amazing segment on Get Down to Business. David, you know why it's so amazing?
Tell me, Shalom.
Because we've got David Jacobson of Chicago Jewish Funerals.
And what else, Shalom?
Because it is almost Talia Jacobson's birthday.
That's right. March 31st.
And she's turning 22.
22.
Happy birthday.
College.
Can we do a little happy birthday, George? Oh, he'll get it. He'll get it. Well, David, tell us why customer service is so important in your line of work.
I think customer service is so important in anyone's line of work because when people call you, you should be humbled and privileged and honored that someone's calling you to help them. And the first words out of your mouth should be thank you and yes, I'm here to help you.
So Pete Sikorsky earlier in the program told us who his customers are. Who are your customers? Who do you consider the customers of Chicago Jewish Funerals?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you for being here, and Pete and Cassandra and Sarah. They were just phenomenal companies and interviewees, shall we say. We serve the Jewish community. We do funerals for people. We serve also the interfaith community. We serve everyone. Anyone who gives us the privilege to serve, that wants us to serve them, we just say yes, and we're present for them.
There must be a story behind how you got started. You're not like the big guys that are out there. So tell us a little bit about your history and your involvement in helping families and helping people.
I grew up in a small town in upstate New York. I went to college. I ran out of money in college. My brother got me a job in Chicago. I worked for one of the big funeral companies. We sold it to a big conglomerate. I realized that I could not work for a big company, and I just wanted to serve people. I'm a funeral director. I'm a proud Jewish funeral director. So I started the Chicago Jewish Funerals really on a shoestring, but I always had the feeling of just say yes and serve people and take care of them. And if you do that, it'll work.
So your motto is something that's easy to remember, but it's something that I think about a lot every single day, really, really every day. Tell us what the motto of Chicago Jewish Funerals is.
The way it should be.
And what does that mean to you?
Well, it's really meaning to the families that we serve that when they walk away from the experience, they say that's the way it should be. They were taken care of. They were in a safe environment. And I also feel very strongly about being an advocate for the dead. I mean, who takes care of the actual dead person? And I'm very proud of the fact that we do it with dignity, with respect. And I actually pretend that every family that I serve, it's my family. It's my mom, my brother, my sister. And that's the way it should be.
That's the way it should be. So do you actually have a physical funeral home?
We have two, one in Buffalo Grove and one in Skokie. I'm a strong believer of how can you be a funeral director without a funeral home. So the people I know when we serve a family that their loved one is in my care, I'm sheltering them, I'm taking care of them, and that I'm not wholesaling out human remains as many people do out there. So I don't understand how people can be in a profession and take care of the dead and say, I'm here to take care of them if they're not in your home. And not my physical home, obviously, but my funeral home.
So, as the founder of Chicago Jewish Funerals, you must have a throne somewhere up there, and not really have much to do with the families. Or do you take more of a personal involvement and personal role in the families that you work with?
I have no throne. I serve many families. I make contact with most of them. I introduce myself. I'll show up at funerals. If the family doesn't ask for me personally, I just go to funerals all day. Because I want to contact and I want to communicate with these people. And at the end of the day, all of our funeral directors call each family to see how they're doing. We do follow-ups. We do surveys. We want to know, was there anything we could have done better, or we want to make sure that they don't need anything extra, and if they do, we just say yes.
And there must be a lot of logistics involved in what you do. Without getting too deep into this, can you tell us about some of the stranger places that you've been in while taking care of a family and their needs?
I wouldn't go down that road. Any family that says they need me or need our company, I would not classify that as strange. I'm just going to accept that as normal for them and say, yes, I'm here for you. We serve people that are captains of industry or in Hollywood or the person that, like me, just, you know, the average worker. And I feel each one is equally as important. And I feel that when people of notoriety come and ask us for our help, we give them help. We don't care that, and I don't think they want to be known as someone of notoriety or someone of great influence in the business community. Someone died, they're in pain, we're here to help them.
David, what's the USPS slogan? Isn't it something like neither rain nor sleet nor snow, something like that?
Could be.
Okay. I think you do a better job than they do.
I'm honored that you said that. That's true. We work all the time, 24/7, as you well know. Shalom, from being in the community, I'm always working, and I never say no as long as I'm physically able. And sometimes it's to the chagrin of my family, but it's also, I mean, I still feel humbled every time that phone rings. And my staff's always saying to me, or the people I work with, they'll say, how can this be that you feel like it's the first time every time? And I'm like, well, this is the first time someone died in this family, and you need to have that same energy, the same compassion, the same empathy, because that's what they want and that's what they need. And if we're here to do our jobs correctly or our career calling correctly, then we have to be there for them.
And that's the way it should be. That is the way it should be. So, David, how can people get in touch with you? You have a philosophy. You have a philosophy that hopefully every business owner should be taking, regardless of what industry they're in. I know that that you deal with families and you deal with people's lives, but every business owner should be taking their customers as seriously as you do. How can people get a hold of you?
www.chicagojewishfunerals.com or 847-229-8822.
chicagojewishfunerals.com. David is the best, works very closely in community, and I consider it a privilege to have David as a partner in that work. After the break, I've got some tips for you on how you can improve your employee incentive program. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-6924. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Indeed. Viviscal is so effective, 96% of women would recommend it to a friend. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get thicker, fuller hair guaranteed. Call now, 800-961-6924. 800-961-6924. That's 800-961-6924.
Find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM560 The Answer. Will offering bonuses to employees improve productivity? That's the question. Small business results are very closely tied to the results they achieve from their employees. So if giving your employees goals to work towards helping increase their productivity, rewarding them with a bonus when they meet those goals makes good business sense. But if a business owner isn't clear about what they're looking for in terms of results, they probably won't get exactly what they want. But how do you develop an effective bonus system? Here's a few tips that I've learned for developing a formal program. Define the goals you want your employees to meet. Your incentives should be tied to meaningful business results. Define what matters to your business, what your objectives are for the year, such as improved customer service, increased revenue from new customers, better margins from existing customers, or improved operating profit, and link your bonuses to those objectives. And make your goals transparent. Drive the measure as close to the individual's line of sight as possible. If the overall objective is improved operating profit, think about how each person can impact that measure and tie a portion of the plan to the specific results they can deliver that help achieve this goal. For sales, it might be improved top-line growth to increase revenue. Or for the HR department, it might be better recruiting performance with lower turnover. Make the employee's accomplishments measurable. If you can't measure it, you can't pay for it. I also recommend automating those measurements to prevent the added administrative burden for calculating those bonuses. Technology expert might be able to help you develop queries to calculate those bonuses at the push of a button based on whatever metrics an individual or department is being measured against. If you're looking for affordable ways to reward your employees, bonuses don't need to be a huge monetary value. They just need to be valued by your employees. Here's a few examples of some of those informal bonuses. Cash bonuses. Of giving an employee a small cash bonus of $50 on a Friday won't cost you a lot, but they can get a lot out of it by being able to go out that night and have dinner with their friends. Time off. Time management can be very difficult for those with a 9-to-5 job. They usually struggle to get personal errands accomplished outside of the work week. That's why employees especially appreciate free time. I say a half or full day off is a great bonus for someone who has really worked overtime recently, and it won't cost you much at all. A company-sponsored dinner or event. Rather than giving cash, your employees might actually love a gift certificate to a restaurant, spa, or a local theme park. This way, they won't feel guilty about not paying their bills with their bonus. It's like forced relaxation, and that comes back full circle in productivity for your company. And now it's time for your networking tip of the week. To get the most out of your networking activities, it's important to stay focused. Make a list of key industries or professions with which you can form strategic alliances and seek out professionals in those areas. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can also email them, simplify@tandemhr.com. Once again, their phone number is 630-928-0510. Get Down to Business is brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal wealth. You can find them at everettwealthsolutions.com. Once again, their website, everettwealthsolutions.com, or you could call them at 708-771-7777. What a great lineup of guests today. We had Pizza Korsky of Get Fresh Produce, Cassandra Willis, and who shared some great tips about email communication, verbal communication, how to hold more productive meetings, how to improve those subject lines in your emails. Really, really great advice. Sari Klein of Acrobat Recruiting talked to us a little bit about how to use headhunters. And of course, we talked with David Jacobson of Chicago Jewish Funerals about providing good service. As he says, the way it should be, treating every experience, every customer, just like you would want to be treated. Very, very valuable advice. You can find out more information about all of our guests and find out who's going to be up next on Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com, shalomkline.com. That's also where you can download podcasts from today's show with guests like Cassandra Willis, Pete Sikorsky, David Jacobson, and Sari Klein. And remember, when you get out there this week, make sure you're passionate about every meeting you have. Don't just sit in a meeting just because. Plan and prepare for the meeting, as Cassandra said. Think about it in advance. Think about what you want to get out of it. And as Cassandra said, make as much of the conversation about the other person as possible. You'll find it will make a world of difference, and you'll feel good about it as well. To success, let's get down to business. Have a successful week. We'll talk to you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m., right here on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,